for the, for instance, in the first, in page one, we've got an introduction that tries to define the entities, and you will find that they are defined in many ways by different institutions, but in fact by different institutions as well as I think as well as the legislation. But the PMFA is very clear if it relates to the schedules. It is very, very clear on that one. I don't know if honourable members, when they are looking at this in our recommendation, would they recommend that the schedules that are in the PMFA are the ones they have to be used rather than having so many public entities, state entities, and so on. I mean, if you can have one set of definitions, but in relation to their specific schedule. Then it continues to tell us what do we have in the human settlements, as we have got six of them. But I think what is missing here, as I'm just stepping at it, we need for the others, we have been able to specify that NHBRC was established in when. But for NHFC, there's nothing, and we know that NHFC, they were established through the Botshabelo Accord. So I think what the researcher is missing, they have to state that and reflect that. So I think even the nature belongs to that as well as rural RALF. So all of them, they still fall under the Botshabelo Accord. So if they can clarify that. And then on page two, the evaluating the role of state-owned entities in a developmental state. I think this one is just a briefing summary on the developmental state, what is expected of the developmental state, and I think even the typing here, they have to. The spacing here is very much untidy. So those are this is a brief summary, and then the role of them, and the also highlighting on the aspects that have to be considered, that there has to be no duplication of housing institutions and funding mechanisms, as well as the lack of overall, or those were the issues that were observed. What is this? In this respect, should be noted that post-1994, it's still a summary. It's the observations that were made post-1994. And then we carry on, highlight the highlight the backlog that we have currently, which we need to ensure that we cover it. And then there's a rationale behind the review. I think here there's a summary on what is expected of the committee or whatever institution that is reviewing this is undertaking this process to consider. You consider the development and transformation, the ownership and governance when we are dealing with this process, the viability of business cases, strategic and operational effectiveness and research and development. Then there's comparative analysis we need to put here, which is a case study from UK. And I think the what we need to do, I'm just proposing that the comparative study, we should put it at the back, because it must not, the for consistency purposes, it must relate to our institutional situation, and then the comparative, all right, okay. And then you can take it as a, just an extra, that what we have learned from the other countries. And then the committee observations with regard to entities, I think I can read this, because that is the gist of the matter. That as the committee, we have noted that there were poor perceptions around the SOEs, including accusations that they were merely cash cows that milked the fiscus, and that was one of the aspects that should be considered by the presidential. I wonder if the, when you put this PRC, then SOEs had to convince the PRC on the necessity for them to continue as many of the SOEs were fighting for their survival. The committee had observed that SOEs sometimes misinterpret their mandate and act outside their mandate. The issue of accountability, responsibility, and monitoring of SOEs should be clearly defined by the department. Before I proceed, I'm one person. I don't want to mix issues. I think when we relate to the observations, it must be observations and then the comments. Because once you mix them, you say committee and observation, sometimes you will be consistent. But I rely to you members, what is your advice on this one? And then the committee was also concerned about the continuous inferior workmanship on buildings, despite the fact that National Home Builders Registration was set to monitor and regulate with building standards. It was also observed that, about this one is not a fault of it's not a fault of NHBRC per se. In most cases, it's the fault of provinces. That do not. In fact, let me start to take it from the early inception of NHBRC. No, we are seven. I'm just counting now, because we have to adopt this report. So. No. That is what I'm saying. I'm trying to run so that at least we must adopt it now whilst we are still serving. The issue is that the NHBRC at the beginning was not given the authority to regulate or monitor the state subsidy projects. So the warranty was extended in 2004. So that is why we're having this problem of this rectification problem. So what we need to say here, Ugutin, if the NHBRC, because the problem even now, after 2004, some provinces did not comply. So it means this is the work. There has to be a working relationship between the department and the NHBRC to ensure that there is a compliance on the provinces. So we can rework this one. I wanted your permission so that you can rework that one. Otherwise, the rest, I think we don't have a challenge. then the issue that's raised here, I think they are fine. Then the other issue for NHBRC LEF that we have missed here is that they did not want to account to the minister. They refused. Not the board, the CEO. So it is important that you highlight that, because this is why, that is the area where we need to say, if these institutions are created by a specific department, they have to ensure that they are accountable to that ministry. So we cannot just put that without an observation. So Liepo, I just think that.
We have a board if they are our own in-house entity. It's not like your Transnet or SAA, which is part, you can say, partly private. They are our own. We can't have a situation where the CEO can't come and account to us because of their in-house department. How do we arrest that one? Because of the CEO can say, no, I've got a board that I account to, forgetting that we are the
CEO is the appointment of the CEO is approved by the minister. The board cannot appoint that CEO without the approval of the minister. No, they account to the board, but if the minister intervenes, that's the problem where it lies. They did not want to give the minister that opportunity to intervene. You could see that the minister was intervening.
Chair, it doesn't matter if it's SAA or whoever it is, they still come at account here, Transnet, they still come at account here, but those boards, and I think what we're trying to do here is to standardize across the board, if I can say that. So, you know, we're trying to say, that, yes, we must, that it's good governance and following the King 3, you know, principles.
Schedule 2A, Chair. Those that are Schedule 2A are like your Transnet, your SAA, but these ones are Schedule 3A. They are 100% reliant on government funding. They are more like our own little child in our department. So I'm saying, why do they have to have boards? Because of they are our own. They don't make any profit from anywhere. You see, the SAA is allowed to make profit somewhere which can account to a board, but these are not profit-making. So just check that, though.
You will check that. No, it's very important. We have to double check it. So I think those are the issues and the recommendations. I think we have looked at them. I haven't had any comments. Honourable members, can we adopt this report with amendments? Mamunjobe?
Just before we adopt a chairperson, when I look at the first page, 1, 2, 3, bullet 3, I've got this this one that we just received this morning. So I hope it's the same with the other one that we had before. On nurture, I find that, you see, all the others, we have explained the objective for which they were created, established. But with nurture, we don't do that. Don't you think that we should add something? Because we just talk about the Companies Act, but we don't really explain what nurture is supposed to do, right? And then, of course, I think the other suggestions I would have made if we had time are mainly, you know, just the construction of sentences and things like that. So I don't know if going to be adopted, whether they would have been acceptable if we had had time to discuss them. I don't want to go into that. Yeah. I can give this copy to the secretary. Yeah. Yeah, it's just the formulation. It doesn't change the meaning. Yeah.
Adopted. Then we have moved the adoption. What's the second thing, Mamunjobe?
Thank you. you very much for your participation and contribution to the meeting of adjourn.
Before you adjourn, what's the status of the Friday meeting? Because you have said the report on on the diagnostic and as well as the NPC will be referred for the department to refile. So there's no need for the meeting.
Greenland issue, those people have applied to Parliament to visit the portfolio committee. So it's not going to be much, it won't take much of our time. So if you can book the afternoon flight, you will be able to leave early. Not late afternoon, at least it's going to be too short. No, what has been communicated to those people? 9:30. Yes. Only an hour and a half. I thank you. No apologies, please.
No, Chair, we have a political workshop which was already arranged by the whip somewhere here in Cape Town, so now I won't be available. It started at 8:00.